Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day where you enlighten our hearts as we acknowledge you this morning, Lord, so as to help us in every way this day to commit the day to you so that you can make the path straight for us this day to shine your light, to experience you first of all, and in, be encouraged, enlightened, to be lights in this darkness, and the rivers in the desert, and the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 13, verse 34 and 35. Whenever Jesus addressed the crowd, he always spoke in allegories. He never spoke without using parables. He did this to fulfill the prophecy, "I will speak to you in allegories. I will reveal secrets that have been concealed since before the foundation of the world."
Hallelujah. Beautiful passage of scripture, that all the secret, there's nothing hidden that's not there to be revealed. And so the Lord encourages us to daily come to him, because his mercies are new every morning, so that when righteousness is in the world, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And so it's so important for us. There's a wonderful scripture. It also says, commit your day to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. So we thank you, Lord. This day is in your hands and we in your hands this morning. And like a river, you direct our hearts, Lord, with the right light, the understanding, according to your wonderful love, your wonderful plan for us, Father God. Since the foundation of the earth, you predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless. And I thank you now we can walk in that predestination, because I thank you also that Jesus has come and we've been given everything in Christ Jesus. So there's nothing lacking now. So thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, for giving us life and life in abundance. And thank you for that wonderful chapter in Isaiah 50 from verse 4 to 11. That just talks about the faith walk, shows us our salvation plan, that we can come to you every day and every day be enlightened, because there is nothing you don't know. You're all-knowing, all-powerful. You're a God that loves us and you with us in every way. So have your will this day, this morning, this day, and every day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.